All right, it is time for a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And the Yankees did it again last night. Came back from a four-run deficit in the last two innings to win again. It started off as a normal Yankee game. Looked like they were going to have no problem. Donaldson gave them a 1-0 lead.
That one's driven deep to right field. Laureano back, track, wall. There's the hit. See ya. Home run Rizzo. His 20th of the year, a 1-0 Yankee lead.
Pardon me. That was Rizzo who gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead early in that game. But as things went on, the Yankees fell behind by a score of 5-1. For the New York Yankees, one of their big bombers came to bat. Of course, they've got like four or five big bombers now this year. But part of the Twin Towers is what I like to call them. Stanton came to bat for the Yankees, and he managed to provide some runs for the Yankees as well.
High drive, left field. There it goes. See ya. A long home run. 5-2 A's.
So 5-2 the score was at that particular point. But then once again, their rally in the seventh inning with the Yankees just it's just what New York does this year. They just don't give up.
And Stanton is looking at the dugout now, Sam. I think might be saying possible catcher's interference.
A catcher's interference against Oakland.
Yep. Right at the dugout and pointed. You know,
which kept an inning going for the Yankees.
Another huge mistake by Murphy. Not even close.
That was the seventh inning.
Line drive. It's a base hit to left field. Judge scores. Here comes Rizzo. He'll score. Stanton to third. It's a two-run double for Donaldson. And the Yankees have come all the way back. And they lead 6-5.
You know, need to leave that front side in just a little bit longer and think middle of the field.
Driven to left field. That is going to be trouble. It's a base hit up against the wall. That'll score two. As Trevino with a two-run double, and the Yankees lead 8-5. That time he stayed in, and Cam, as they say, hips don't lie.
That's beautiful, and you see it. This fastball inside, he keeps his front side in and pulls the hands in. It's a beautiful swing, and this is what you want to see from Jose Trevino, not trying to do too much.
And the 3-2. Line drive, it's a base hit to right center field. Trevino will score easily. Gonzalez makes a big turn. Hits an RBI single. Yankees lead 9-5.
They did it again. It really is amazing. So once again, you take a look at Major League Baseball from last night, the Yankees managed to stretch their lead again. The Yankees beat the Athletics 9-5. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox, snapping the Red Sox winning streak 7-2. Those were the only games that really had significance for our area yesterday. Today, the Yankees take on the Athletics again. The Red Sox take on the Blue Jays. The Astros are going to play the Mets. And tomorrow, the Yankees take on the Athletics. The Astros take on the Mets. The Blue Jays against the Red Sox. That's the way that all works. All right. Once again, you just take a look at the standings, and the Yankees once again have stretched out their lead. They have now a 12-game lead over Boston, 12.5 over Toronto. And the Mets, well, they still have their lead. They didn't play last night. 5-game lead over Atlanta. So baseball's looking pretty good right now for the New York baseball teams. Now, the Leaf Golf League is playing in Oregon this week, and they've got a lot of backlash this week because, of course, they had a resident of Oregon detained and killed in Saudi Arabia. But the show goes on, so we'll see what happens. But once again, the PGA's rival league has come to town in Oregon. All right? All right, and that is a quick check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.